Get started. Okay, so let's start with Perek Kaf Gimel in Parshas Emor in Pasuk Tesvav. So the Torah presents the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer in two parshas. So it presents it in both Parshas Emor and also in Parshas Re. So in Parshas Emor, in Perek Kaf Gimel Pasuk Tesvav, it says Usfartum Lachem Machar Shabbat Miyom Avchiyam Es Omer Tnufa Shav Shabbato Timilos Tiyana. So the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer and Parshas Emor is the mitzvah of counting the days. Where do we learn the obligation to count the mitzvah of weeks? Even though it mentions counting the weeks here, but we learn the mention of the obligation of counting the weeks in Parshas Re'eh. If you go to Perek Tezayin Pasuk Tes in Parshas Re'eh, so what does it say there? It says Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach Me'achel Chamesh B'Kama Techel Ispor Shiva Shavuos. Right, there's an obligation to count 7 weeks. So the question is, why is it that the Parsha of an Emor teaches us the obligation to count Sfiras Omer for the days? And why is it that when it comes to the Parsha of... why is it that when it comes to the Parsha of Sfiras Omer and in Sefer Dvarim, it's the midst of counting weeks? What's the difference between the two parshios? That in Re, it's about counting the weeks, and in Emor, it's about counting days. So let's just discuss, what is the parsha of the Mo'adim in Parshas Emor all about? It's about the Kedushas Hazman of the Yom Tovim. Right? What's the parsha of Re all about when it comes to Yom Tovim? What's the theme of the Mo'adim Parshas Re? It's the Lila Regal Mitzvahs and the Mikdash. Kedushas, good. Okay, good. Now, how many holidays of Shavuos are there? There's two holidays, right? There's a holiday which is one day, which is the Kedushas Hayom, right? And then there's a holiday that in the base of Mikdash, you could bring the Korban Chagiga, which is all 7 days. So in Parshas Emor, which is talking about the Mitzvahs, or the Yom Tovim Mitzvah Kedushas Hayom, the mitzvah Sfiras Omer is only for counting the days, because you're counting for the one day of the Kedusha Seyom of Chag Shavuos. In Parshas Re'eh, when the Torah is telling you the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer counting weeks, how long is the week-long holiday? Right? The week-long holiday of Shavuos is 1 week, because that's the mitzvah in the Mikdash. So therefore, the two obligations of Sfiras Omer in two different Parshas, because the two different Parshas are talking about two different aspects of the holiday of Shavuos. Parshas Emor is talking about the Kedushas Yom aspect, that's only one day. Parshas Re is talking about the Beis Hamikdash aspect of Shavuos, which is 1 week long. Yeah, exactly, because in the Korban Chagigo, you could bring the entire week. Exactly, in the Beis Hamikdash, right, you can bring all the Korbanos of Shavuos the entire week. So therefore, it's going to refer to, that's the week holiday of Shavuos. And that's how Dor Sameach brings down, right, Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer when it comes to counting days, B'zayin says deraisa, counting weeks is only derabanan. So what's pshat? So Yisrael says that this is pshat when it comes to the mitzvah of counting days. So the day-long holiday of Shavuos we still have even outside the Beis Hamikdash. When it comes to the mitzvah of counting weeks, well, guess what? The week-long holiday, we have a Beis Hamikdash. So counting weeks is only going to be derabanan. But counting days, since that we still have, is going to be din deraisa. Right, that's also pshat like the Baal Amor and all the shittas we show Muslim. You don't even have to count weeks as fine as that, because the week-long holiday we're not celebrating. We don't have the week-long, but the day holiday we still have. So if we still have to count that, the day holiday of Sfiras Omer. Okay, so to build on this theme, though, so I want to just discuss an interesting point. Right, we look in Chumash, so we find that the Mo'adim are mentioned in 5 places. So does everyone know where they are? If not, I'll say. Okay, so in Parshas Mishpatim, it presents the Mo'adim. Like, if you go, Perek Kaf Gimel Pasuk Yudalid. At the part of the Torah says, Shalosh Regalim Tachol Gli Bashana, Eschag Matzos Tishma, Shiz Yom Tochol Matzos, Kashet Zivsichol Mo'ed, Chodesh Ha'avid, Kivol Yitzasim Yitzayim Lerif Fenei Rekam, Chag Akatsi B'Kuei Ma'asech Asher Tizor B'Sada Chag Asif Yitzhi Sashana B'Maspechus Ma'asech Min Asada Shosh Pamim B'Yon Shana Yerei Kol Zechorcha Al Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. Right, so the mitzvah of the Mo'adim when it comes to Parshas Mishpatim is in the context of the mitzvah of Ali L'Rega. Now, a similar passage appears in Parshas Kitisiyah after the Chayda Ego. Hashem made a new bris with Bnei Yisrael kind of repeats the same theme of the Mo'adim Perek Lamed Daled of Parsha in Sefer Shmos. Now, where are the other three Parshas of the Mo'adim? In Sefer Vayikra, it's the Parsha of the Kedushas Mo'adim, with the Issur Melacha. In Sefer Bamidbar, we have the Korbanos, the Nesafim of the Mo'adim. And in Sefer Devarim, we talk about the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego and the Simcha and the Chagiga and whatnot. So a question I want to pose is, why are the specific parshios of the Mo'adim in this respective Sfarim that they're in? Why is it that in Sefer Shmos we have two passages that talk about the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego? Why is it that the parsha of Kedushas Mo'adim appears in Sefer Vayikra? Why is it that the parsha of Musafim appears in Sefer Bamidbar in the mitzvahs of Aliyah L'Rego and whatnot appear in Sefer Devarim? Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Chaf, I think. Pasuk Yirchas, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel. It's a repeat of Parshas Mishpatim because Hashem made a new bris. So the Ramban, the first Ramban, the sixth Parshas, says that. Second Ramban. The Ramban began the sixth Parshas, says that. Kol Shebaruch Hu after the Chet Egel made a new bris of Bnei Yisrael and kind of repeated some of the previous mitzvahs. Okay, so my question, though, is why is it that respective parshas of the Mo'adim appear in the respective Sfarim? So to answer this question, let's just backtrack and identify what's the themes of each of the five Sfarim of Chumash. So what's Bereishis all about? So it's about the creation of the world and sort of laying the foundation of the Avos for the Jewish people. Okay, there's no Mo'adim there because it's mostly about stories of, right, there's no mitzvahs practically. It's only about the stories of the Avos and the Malos, etc. What's Sefer Shmos all about? It's the story of the Yitzis Mitzrayim in the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to us, right? The kirva that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Sefer Vayikra all about? It's about Kedusha. It's the Sefer of Kedusha. What's Sefer B'Midbar all about? So the Ben Melech of Mensburg. So he's a fascinating individual. So he posits that Sefer B'Midbar is all about the relationship between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Am Klapi the Melech. Hashem's a Melech, and where is Am? And he brings, that's why it's all about the Midbar. It's about the beginning of the Parsha. The beginning of Sefer Midbar talks about the census. It talks about the formation of Klal Yisrael in the desert. Because it's all about us in connection at where Hashem's like nation, sort of, and he's our king, and that's how we relate to him. And he has many proofs for this throughout the Sefer. And then Sefer Dvarim is all about, Hirsch writes about this, right, that Sefer Dvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu's preparation for Klal Yisrael when they would enter Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvahs in Sefer Dvarim, all the mitzvahs that Klai Yisrael, right? That's why there's like such a big emphasis about all the social structures and Parshas Re'eh and Shoftim, because it's all about getting Bnei Yisrael ready for entering Eretz Yisrael. So based on this, now we can understand why each of the different Parshas of the Mo'adim appear in the respective Sfarim. Because according to what Sefer Shmos all about, it's all about the Kirvo, right? Hashem took it out in the closestness to Hashem. What's the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego all about? It's about the closeness to Kirva, Sefer Chinuch, right? It's all about the Kirva between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's Sefer Vayikra all about? It's all about Kedusha. What's the Parsha of the Mo'adim and Sefer Vayikra all about? Kedushas Hazman. It's the Kedusha, the Esmoch, the Kedushas Mo'adim. What's Sefer B'Midbar all about? It's about the, it's us, Kaper Hashem as a Melech. It's about our obligation, like, we're sort of like his Avadim. What's the, right, the Parsha of Mo'adim and Sefer B'Midbar is the Musafim, the Korbanos. That's our avodah to our Melech. And then lastly, what's Sefer Dvarim all about? It's all about the mitzvos that Bnei Yisrael would need when they'd enter Eretz Yisrael. Well, what's the Parsha of the Mo'adim and Sefer Dvarim all about? It's all about, right, there's no mention of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they don't need the base of Mikdash. And they're not centered around agriculture. When it comes to Shal Shagam, all centered around agriculture and the base of Mikdash. You look, right? You go back to Perek Tazayin Parshas in Sefer Dvarim, right? The Rav Hirsch points out that he says two themes reiterate themselves numerous times throughout this Parsha, throughout this Perek, right? The theme of agriculture, for example, Perek Tazayin Pasuk Al Shamor is Chodesh Aviv, right? It's about the spring. When you start with the sickle in the field. Right? Pasuk Yegimo. Chagasukus Tasa Khoshios Yamin Wyan the Aspecha Migarnech Migvech when you gather the grain and whatnot. Right? That's all about the agriculture. Where is that applicable? In Eretz Yisrael. Right? What's the second theme about in this parasha? It's also about the Makom HaMikdash, right? Numerous times the phrase Makom HaShe'er Yivchar, right? That's all about the Bais HaMikdash. So that's why we read, right? That's right. That makes sense. So therefore, that this is the parsha of Sigon Pir and Sefer Dvarim, because Sefer Dvarim is what the mitzvah that we need to enter Eretz Yisrael. I'll just add, and so in Yom Tushen Shagalis, what's the Kriyas Torah? Kol B'chor. Why is it that in Yom Tushen Shagalis we read Kol B'chor, we don't read the parsha in Parshas Emor about talking about the Moadim? Right, the last day of Pesach, the last day of Shavuos, and it's okay. So Shmuel says we read in Shmuel says because like we want to finish Simchas Torah, we all want to read Simchas Torah and not read Vezos HaBrach on the last day. But why is it that we read the parsha of this parsha? Because it talks about the mitzvahs of the Moadim Klapei Eretz Yisrael. Guess what? We're in Chutzlaretz. We're in Galus. So on Yom Toshin Shagalus, when we're in Galus, we're going to read the Parsha in the Torah, and the Mo'adim it talks all about that's hinting to Eretz Yisrael. And it's kind of like giving us like sort of like a Musar Shem, it's like, that's really where we belong, right? Because the Yom Tov in Chutzlaretz is not really our, that's not really where we're really supposed to be celebrating Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. I think, Efshar, I mean, I don't know. It could be because I have other intentions in mind, but I think that's why they specifically chose this Parsha, right? Because it's a Parsha that alludes to Eretz Yisrael, for Yom Toshin Shagalus. Okay, good? Okay, so now another ha'ara when it comes to the Yom Tov of Shavuos and the Chumash. So, it's interesting. So you look in Parshas Re'eh, in Pasuk Yud, in Pasuk Yud, it says, V'asisa Chag Shavuos. He calls it Chag Shavuos. Now, go to Parshas Pinchos, Per Kav Ches, Pasuk Kav Vav. What does the Torah say? Uviyom bikurim akrivchem mincha chadash al Hashem b'shavuoseichem mikra koshi alachem kol malchas avdolu tasu. Does it call it a chag? No. Now look at, just go back a few psukim earlier to when it talks about Pesach, a pasuk yudzayin. V'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh shazeh chag, shiz yom matzos yechol. It calls Pesach a chag. If you look at Sukkos, right, you go to the end of Parah, when you go to Parah Kavtas, pasuk Yudbeis, right? It says, "Chamisha sayom lechosh shvi mikra koshi alachem kol machas avdol tasu chagosim chag la Hashem shiz yom called Sukkos chag." So the Baal Torah is bothered. Why is it that when it comes to Pesach and Sukkos, the Torah in Parshas Pinchos refers to them as a chag? When it comes to Shavuos, it doesn't refer to Shavuos as a chag. Okay, so to answer that question, we first have to: what's the meaning of the word chag? Why is it called a chag? So, okay, it's after the Korban Chagiga. Right? Rabbi Yochus explains that it's called Chag after Korban Chagiga. So, Baal Torah explains, when it comes to Pesach and Sukkot, they're seven-day holidays. What happens when Pesach and Sukkot follow, the first day falls out on Shabbos? They bring up the Korban to the second day. But it's still Yom Tov. What happens when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos? When you bring the Korban to the Yom Tov? Not on the Chag. You're not bringing it on the... On the day of Yom, right, you're not bringing on the actual Yom Tov of Shavuos itself, you're bringing on the next day. So the Torah in Parshas Pinchos doesn't refer to Shavuos as a Chag because the Chiv to bring the Korban Musaf of Shavuos is only on the day of Shavuos itself. That is Doicha Shabbos. But the Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos, so therefore the Torah is not going to refer to Shavuos and the Chag in that sense because it's not always going to be a Chag. Yeah. Yeah, because that's all week. That you have entire week to bring, right? That, as we said earlier, that's the parsha of Shavuos, which is entire week. So it's going to refer to that as a chag because you got 7 days to bring it. The parsha of Shavuos in Parshas Pinchos is the holiday Shavuos for 1 day. It's not going to call that a chag because it's not necessarily going to be a chag because if it falls out on Shabbos, it's not going to bring a korban chagiga. And what's my raya for this pshat? So if you look in Parshas Emor, Perikav Gimel, take my word for it. If you look to all the other Moadim, it calls it a chag. You look in Perkov Gimel Pasuk Vav, for example. B'chamisha asar yom lechodesh hazeh chag ha-matzos ha-shem shiz yom matzos tochel. Pesach is referred to as a chag. Sukkos, at the end of the Pasha, is also referred to as a chag. Now you look and it comes to Shavuos, Perkov Gimel Pasuk Chav Vav. What does it say? U'krasim be'etzem yom hazeh mikra koshi alachem kol mulachas avadol tasu. Chukas olam b'chom ha-shoseichem l'doroseichem. Is it called a chag? No. Why not? For the same exact trap. Because the parsha of Emor is talking about Kedushas Hazmanim, Kedushas, the Kedusha of the Yom Tovim. And that holiday Shavuos is only 1 day. But it's not necessarily going to be a chag, because if it falls out on Shabbos, not going to bring your korban chagiga. And then lastly, if you go back now to the parshios of the Moadim Sefer Shmos, does it refer there to Shavuos as a chag? Yes, it does. Why? Because that's talking about the mitzvah of Shavuos, clapping the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel. Aliyah Regel is all week. So that you're definitely going to bring your korban chagiga during that time period. So therefore, it's going to call it a chag there. I think that's how you could sort of be miyashiv, the different times where the Torah calls Shavuos a chag and when it doesn't call it a chag. Whenever it refers to the one day holiday of Shavuos, it's not going to call it a chag because you're not necessarily going, it's not necessarily going to be a chag because you might not be bringing korban chagiga. Whenever you're talking about the week long holiday of Shavuos, then it's going to refer to Shavuos as a chag. Yeah? Yeah.
Just one question about kind of related to your last
shot. Yeah.
Just if by Yukra, I know you give the shots by Yukra, it's Kedushas Asman.
Yeah.
But just by Yukra also, you just think about it as the Sefer HaKorbanos. So wouldn't you think in there it would have the 7 day about the Chagiga? Like by Yukra, it's all about Korbanos. You think that it would discuss in there the Korbanos, why would it discuss it
far? Oh, good, good. Yeah, so that's a whole different question. Why is it that some Korbanos don't appear in Sefer Vayikra? Or why is it that, for example, why is it that Tamid and Musaf from appearing Sefer Bamidbar, they don't appear in Sefer Vayikra? So if you want to say this, Pshat of Mansberg, my friend also, Sher Finkelstein, he said, because if you understand Sefer Dvarim, Sefer Bamidbar, about our relationship as our Avodim to Hashem, so we're going to put the parsha that talks about the Avoda in that Sefer. The themes that are represented by Chagiga and Re'iyah might be more conducive, they might be sort of better fit for other Svarim, so therefore, they're going to be a different Svarim of Chumash. But Mensberg in his Ben Melch Svarim, he goes through every single mitzvah, proves why it needs to be in the specific Sefer that's in, why it fits in. He goes to like how the themes of the Svarim impact like every single mitzvah that's in the Sefer, why that mitzvah like fits in with the overall theme of the entire Sefer. He was a Rosh Yeshiva, he's very Haredi Rav, but he's like very big into Chumash and like Pshat and Chumash, and he had like all sorts of Mahalchim just to explain Toshav Iksav. I've heard very good things about it from him and of him, but yeah, I don't know so much about him. Yeah.
Why would we call it Chag in Re'ei itself when Chag is even Chagiga? So just referring to the day of Shavuos, shouldn't
it? It's the week of Shavuos. It's the week of Shavuos.
Okay. So
that's the holiday of the week of Shavuos. So therefore, that's definitely going to be a Chag, because at some point you're going to bring it from Chagiga. It's not going to, when there's a chance you're not going to bring Chagiga that day, a.k.a. it may fall on Shabbos, you're not going to bring Korban Chagiga. It's not going to call it a Chag. Okay, so now just another interesting point about Shavuos and Chumash. So you go Perek of Gimel, Pasuk Ches. So when it discusses Pesach, and then the Pasuk Ches says, V'kraft Mishel HaShem, Shavuos Yomim, right, that we should be makriv and isha l'Hashem. So what's the isha l'Hashem? So almost all the Mefarshim, the Rashi, Ramban, the Sfar, and Ibn Ezra explained that it's referring to the Korban Musaf. The Bar Benel doesn't like that because, like, Korban Musaf, we're only in Mitzvah and Parshas Pinchas. So he thinks that the Kavt Mishal HaShem is referring to Korban Tamid, that there's a specific answer. Oh, don't, just because Yom Tov, like, don't forget to do Korban Tamid. Fine, okay, it's a big machlokes in the Mefarshim and Chumash. Yeah, but it's also in Parshas Tzaveh. It's two places. Okay, now you go to Rosh Hashanah, Pasuk Chaf Hei. What was that? What was Pasuk Chaf Hei? It says, Kom Lechas Avdol Tassu, V'Kraftem Yishel HaShem. Right, it talks about the Kraftem Yishel HaShem at the very end of Rosh Hashanah. It comes to Yom Kippur as well. In Pasuk, what Pasuk is it? Pasuk Chaf Zayin, right? It says at the very end of the Pasuk, V'Kraftem Yishel HaShem. The same thing when it comes to Sukkot. But when you come to Shavuos, does it say anywhere when it comes to Shavuos, where you craft him, Yishel HaShem? No. Why not? Why is it that when it comes to Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, the Torah adds the words, where you craft him, Yishel HaShem, which passage just refers to Korban Musaf? When it comes to Shavuos, the Torah doesn't add the words, where you craft him, Yishel HaShem, anywhere. Did you hear the kasha? So what's Teretz? So I think say it like this. The Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Perek of Gimel here, explains that the Moadim are Yimei Korbanos. That part of the Kedusha Sayom, of the Mikra Kodesh of the day, of the Yom Tovim, is the fact that they have a separate Korban, a different unique Korban. So when it comes to all the other Moadim, is there any specific Korban that's mentioned by them in Parshas Amor? No. But when it comes to Shavuos, what korban is mentioned by it? The Torah presents the Korban of Shtei Lechem in the Parsha of Emor. So therefore, the Torah's not going to need to tell you, V'yikrav Mishael Hashem, reminding you of the special Korbanos that make up the Kedusha of the Yom, because the Torah presented the special Korban of the day.
Is the Shtei Lechem
Musaf? No. It's in addition to the Musaf. But since there's already special Korban of the day, the Torah's not going to need to add V'yikrav Mishael Hashem in addition to that. Right? Okay. Now, I just, yeah. What? All right. Yeah.
But it says it's
going to
be
shaved when you
thought. Like, that is the
shaved Hashem. Yeah, no, but according to Rashi and the Ramban, it's sworn that even as the recrafting Shal Hashem is referring to the Korban Musaf. So, why doesn't the Torah allude to the Korban Musaf of Shavuos in this Parsha? No, it's referring to the special. No, so with the Shtei Lechem, right? What happened with the Shtei Lechem, right? What was brought to Shtei Lechem? It was two loaves of bread. There's Shlomi Atzeres. Then there's seven Shiva Parim. Right? The Pasuk even says. That Pasuk. We craft them a Lechem, Shiva Kvasim, Tmimim, Neshana, Farben, Makayachad, Elim, Shnaim, Yolol Hashem. Right? That there's a specific, outside of the Korban Musaf, there's this additional or obligation of Korbanos. It's not a reference to Korban Musaf. So why is it that all the other Korbanos Musafim are hinted to in Parshas Emor, and the Korban Musaf of Shavuos is completely forgotten? No, because the Parshas Emor is highlighting the Kedushas Hayom of the Yom Tovim, and part of that Kedushas Hayom is the special Korbanos we bring. Well, the Torah already kind of specified that when it comes to Shavuos as a special Korban. So it doesn't need to also mention the Korban Musaf. Now, on that point, I just want to point out, so Parshas Emor, as we said, talks about the Kedushas as Man of the Yom Tovim. So, which three korbanos appear within this parsha? There's three of them. So, if you go pasuk hey, parakaf gimel pasuk hey, what does it say? B'chodesh harishon b'arsal yom b'arba asal l'chodesh bin arba'im pesach l'Hashem, right? Korban pesach. Then you go to psukim tes through chaf aleph. It talks about two other korbanos. It talks about the korbanos of the korban ha'omer. It talks about the korban of the Shtei Lechem. So I have a question. Why is it that these three korbanos make it to the parsha of the Kedushas Zman of the Yom Tovim? Yes. Okay, good. So you're saying for technical reasons. Okay, but fine. So first, fine. So let's address one thing first. What about Korban Pesach? Why is Korban Pesach here? Korban Pesach was already mentioned back in Parshas Bo. We know that Erev Pesach has a special status. What creates a special status of Erev Pesach? The Yantif? The Korban Pesach. There's a special Kedusha of the Yom of Erev Pesach, and this is halachal mice, this is a big machloikis between the Ramon, the Shach, and the Gra. Let's say a person, God forbid, is an Avelos. When does Avelos stop on Erev Pesach? The Ramon holds that it stops at Chatzos. And the Gra says, why? Because Erev Pesach is a Moed, it's a Mikra Kodesh, and brings it right from our Pasuk. Now, the Shach disagrees. The Shach thinks it stops at when the Yontif actually begins. But we assume like the Gra and the Ramah. The Yontif of Erev Pesach at Chatzos already knocks out of Avelos. We see that Erev Pesach has a special Kedusha Sayom because of Korban Pesach. So therefore, the Korban Pesach is what's going to be mentioned in Parshas Emor. Now, what are the other two Korbanos mentioned in Parshas Emor? Right, the Korban Omer and Korban Shtei Lechem. Well, how do you know when Shavuos is? Because we count 49 days from the Korban Omer and Korban Shtei Lechem. So that's part of the Kedusha Sayom of Chag Shavuos. So therefore, since these two Korbanos are also part of the Kedusha Sayom of the Yom Tovim, therefore they're going to make it into the Parsha of Emor, in the Parsha of the Yom Tovim talks about Kedusha Sayom. So let's just... Good. So I just want to prove this, that the Shtei Lechem is part of the Kedusha Sayyam of the Yom Tovim. So let's go back to Parshas Pinchas. You go back to Parshas Pinchas, to Perek Chav Ches. It's interesting. Look at Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Yudzayin Nir Ches. So what does it say? V'chamisha Sayyam L'chosh Hazeh Chag Shez Yom Matzos Yechel B'yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh Kol Melechas Avodah Lo Tasu. So the 15th day is the Chag, 7 days Yishei Matzah, the first day is Mikra Kodesh, you shouldn't do any Melacha. Now, what does it say when it comes to, let's go Rosh Hashanah. Perkov Tes Pasuk Aleph. V'chodesh Hashvi'i b'echad l'chodesh mikra kodesh yalechem, kol melechas avdol tasu. Yom Tshuva yalechem. The seventh day, the first day should be mikra kodesh, etc. Kol melechas avdol tasu. What does it say when it comes to Shavuos? Pasuk Kavav. What's the lashon of Pasuk? Uveyom abikurim akivchem mincha chadash l'Hashem shavuoseichem mikra kodesh yalechem kol melechas avdol tasu. How does the Torah define the mikra kodesh of Shavuos? By the shtei lechem. When it comes to all the other Yom Tovim, the Torah just says the mikra kodesh. When it comes to the holiday Shavuos, the Torah defines the mikra kodesh of Shavuos by the korban of the shtei lechem, because the shtei lechem is what creates the kedushas of Shavuos. And it's not only true in this parsha. If you also go all the way back to parshas Mishpatim, Perkaf Gimel Pasuk Yerches, and you go back to Sefer Shmos, what does it say? Sorry, Pasuk Tazayin. Pasuk Tazayin. No, sorry, Parshas Kitisa, Perak, sorry. Perak Lamedalad Pasuk Chavbez. What does it say? Chag Shavuos Tasalacha. Bikure Ksirchitim. Chag Ha'asif Tkufas Hashanah. Chag Shavuos he should do for you. Bikure Ksirchitim. It's the Bikurim of the Ksirchitim of the bringing of the Shtei Alechem. And then just says Chag Ha'asif Tkufas Hashanah. Because part of the definition of Shavuos is the Shtei Alechem. So therefore, the Torah is going to refer to it as, it's whenever it talks about the definition of the holiday Shavuos, it also mentions in context of the Korban of Shtei Lechem, because it's part of the Kedusha Siyam of the Yom Tov. Okay.
So
Is there a Chisaron? Oh, good. No, good. So it's good that the Mepharshim deal with this. So you go to Perek Kav Gimel and Parshas Emor, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So what does the Torah say? We'll make a few hearts in this pasuk. Krasim be'etzem ayom hazeh, mikra kodesh yalechem, kol melechas avdol tasu. What's the last four words of the parsha, or of the pasuk? Chukos olam b'chom ha'shoseichem v'dor seichem. Why does it need to say chukos olam b'chom ha'shoseichem v'dor seichem? When it comes to Pesach, do you see the words chukos olam b'chom ha'shoseichem v'dor seichem? Why not? So the Sforno, the Rishon, when I point out that the Torah is saying even without shtei lechem, it's still chukos olam b'chom ha'shoseichem v'dor seichem. The Chumash is telling you that even without the Korban Shtei Lechem, you might think that there's not going to be a holiday of Shavuos. Therefore, the Chumash is warning, telling you that that really still is a holiday of Shavuos.
What's it telling
you? What?
What's
the Kedusha Talion? Yeah, that even if Shia Samar's own Din Darabanan, it's still that the holiday of Shavuos is still going to be a Daraisa. No, because you look, wait, what does the beginning of the Pasuk say? So the Mepharshim are bothered. Why does it say be'etzem? Right? So the Tziv wants to prove from here that you can't, right, what would the Mepharshim do if, why is it that we don't, right, the Masos Ben Yom had this massive Kiddush, that we don't make Kiddush Leil Shavuos early because it's going to be a Chisan and Tmimos. The Tziv wasn't such a fan of that, and the Tziv says, no, the reason why we don't make Kiddush early on Shavuos, we don't daven early, is because the Pasuk says, Krasim be'etzem Yom Hazeh, that only be'etzem Yom Hazeh it's able to be Shavuos. So why is it when it comes to all the other Yom Tovim, it doesn't add the word Be'etzem, but when it comes to Shavuos, it adds the word Be'etzem? Because if you think about what Shavuos is dependent on, it's dependent on the counting of 49 days of the Omer. Well, by definition, if it's still Sefer Omer, it can't be Shavuos. So therefore it says, Krasim Be'etzem Yom Hazeh, because only once the Omer, the 49 days of the Omer are up, are you able to call it Be'etzem, you're able to start the next time period. That's what Netziv says. So it gets that. Okay, I guess if people want more, should we stop or we can keep going for a few more minutes?
Yeah.
A few minutes? Okay. Well, I'll point that out from this week's, from related to this week's, today's Torah, Mishmita. Well, look in the Parsha of Mo'adim and Parsha's Mishpatim, Perek of Gimel, Sukkim, Yudalid to Yudches. It's very interesting. I was bothered by this, today. And I think I have a pshat and I saw it and said exactly what I wanted to say. So, actually, you don't be. So, what does it say? It says in Pasuk, Perek of Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin. V'chag ha-katsir bikur ma'asecha asher tizra basada, v'chag ha-asif b'tzis ha-shana, paspecha, it's ma'asecha min asada. So it specifies what you're going to do. It says v'chag ha-katsir. When is that? Bikur ma'asecha asher tizra basada, and the bikurim of the work that you're going to do in the field. V'chag ha-asif, at the end of the year, when you gather all your stuff in from the field. Now what is the language of the Torah in Parshas? In Parshas Kitisa, Perek Lama Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. What's the language of the Torah there? Hold your fingers on both places. Pasuk Chaf Beis, sorry. Chag Shavuos Ta'aseh Lecha, Bikurei Ksir Chitim, Chag Asif Tkufas Hashana. Right, there's a few differences between the two. Right, what are the differences? In Parashas Mishpatim, it talks about the fact that you're planting in the field. Does that mention any mention of that in Parashas Kitisa? It doesn't make any mention of planting in the field. It just says Chag Shavuos Tasecha Bikurei Ksir Chitim. Now, when it comes to describing Sukkos, how does the Torah describe Sukkos in Parashas Mishpatim? It describes it as the Chag Asif B'Tzis Hashana. That's because Ma'asech Mi'asada, right? At the end of the year when you're going to gather all your grain from the field. How does it describe it in Parashas Kitisa? It says, V'chag Asif T'kufas Hashana. What's the difference between the two Parashas in Mo'adim? So, what's the... In Parashas Mishpatim, what's the previous Pasuk before that Pasuk? What's Pasuk Tes Vav? Right, it talks about Eschag Matzos Tishmar Shios Yom Tochal Matzos Kasher Tzivisaycha L'moed Kol Sha'aviv Kivor Yitzas Nisayim L'Oyu Fenei Rekam. It talks about Pesach. What's the previous Pasuk in Parshas Kitisa? Perek Lamedal Pasuk Chav Aleph? Sheishis Yomim Tavod Yom Eshvi Tishbos B'chari Shavikatsu Tishbos. What? Lam to Pesach. Right, what's that talking about? So the Chazal tell us that is referring to Shemitah. So in the Parasha, in Parashas Mishpatim, when it talks about the Melach, the Yom Tov in the context of the Melachas we're doing, that makes a lot of sense. The Parasha here mentions Mitzvahs Shemitah, then mentions Shavuos. It doesn't mention the fact that we're going to be doing Ksir Chitim. Why not? Because it's the year Shemitah. When Shemitah year, are you allowed to harvest? No. And same thing when it comes to Sukkos, right? You can't do the avodah of the Asifa. So I thought this was pshat, and I saw the Sifa the same exact pshat, that the two parshios, the first parsha and Parashas Mishpatim is talking about the mitzvahs of the Yom Tovim non-Shemitah year. Parshas Kitisa talks about the Yom Tovim is talking about the Yom Tovim in the context of the Shemitah year. That's what the Sifa says. So what's pshat of this? So the Sifa wanted to say that. And also, right, if you look at the Mechilta, you go to Perek Kav Gimel Pasuk, Yedzayin. So Rashi, Perek Kav Gimel Pasuk Yedzayin, the Mechilta, Rashi quotes the Mechilta. So the Mechilta says, what? Lefisha Inyan Medav B'Shviz, Hutzach Lomar Shiz Akvishol Shergon Mimkoman. So, the simple point is that we don't have a Mechilta really in Parshas Kitisa. We only have a Mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim. The Mechilta tells you, why does the Torah need to specify the Mo'adim here? Because you might have thought that during the Shemitah year, you're not going to keep the Yom Tovim. So the Sifa explains that it's not referring to this Parsha, it's only referring to the Parsha in Parshas Kitisa. That there's a Havimino that during Shemitah, you're not have to keep the Yom Tovim. So what's Pshat? During Shemitah, we're not going to keep the Yom Tovim? So Meshech Chacham explains that Shemitah is all about our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you might think that during Shemitah year, we're not going to need the Olil Rego, because like Lamaisa, just staying put and not doing the Avodah of the land will give you the equivalent of Olil Rego. So therefore, the Torah needs to teach you that we still have a chiv of Olil Rego in Shemitah year. Yeah?
Why is it written in this parsha, not in the later parsha?
No, just because Mechilta didn't comment on the later parsha. That's what the Nesiv said.
It is talking about Shemitah, but Shemitah.
Yeah, but it doesn't put it in the middle of the Mo'adim. There's a mention of Shemitah, but yeah, granted, Mitzvah Shemitah is mentioned here, but it's before the Mo'adim. In Parshas Kitisa, it's in the middle between Pesach and Sukkot, in between Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot. Yeah.
You could say if the Pasuk before is talking about non-Shemitah year, so the next Pasuk is saying, you're going to tell me a Shemitah year now, so I'll tell you that in the Shemitah
Okay, could be. Could be, could be. Good. Definitely could be. No, I think the Netziv wanted to explain that you might have thought. He says you might thought that the mitzvahs when it comes to Pesach, okay, Pesach already happened. When it comes to Shavuos and Sukkos, you might think that they depend on the agricultural cycle. So when you're not doing agriculture, because it's a Shemitah year, then you're not going to have to keep the Yom Tovim. No, Nachos Yaakov says like that, sorry. Nachos Yaakov says like that. That's what he says, Pshadis. I thought maybe also you potentially say differently. I haven't fully developed this, but it's interesting. Rabban, the first Rabban, this week's Parasha, second Rabban, talks about the fact that the Torah need to repeat itself in Paraglam Adalad after the Chet Ego is like a new bris, right? Hashem needed to make a new bris of Klaiso and kind of like repeat previous mitzvahs and mishpatim as part of the new bris. So, if you look in Paraglam Adalad, the Parasha's Kitisa, what does it talk about? It talks about the land of Eretz Yisrael. Paraglam Adalad Pasuk Yud. Vayomer Hine Anochi Koris Bris Neged Kol Amcha Asani Pos Asher Nivru B'chol Arts B'chol Goyim. Fine. Then it goes on. It talks about Eretz Yisrael. It talks about Eretz. So, in the parasha that talks about us entering Eretz Yisrael, so that's about the sort of the bris that Hashem is making for us and Bnei Yisrael. So I thought maybe that's why, in the context of this parasha, it talks about the Imolam Klapei Mitzvah Shemitah. Mitzvah Shemitah is kind of representing this. The bris that we have between us and Hashem, so therefore the Torah went to tell us that even during the Mitzvah Shemitah year, we also have to keep the Yom Tov. I don't know. I thought maybe you could say it like that, but I'm not clear. Okay, so I guess we'll hold it here. I mean, there's obviously a lot more to say. It's very fascinating. A lot of the way that the Torah presents on its side, the way Akash Baruch Hu in his Torah presents a different modern, right? It's just these little nuances like tells us so much about the different modern. Like, you just see how Shavuos is depicted so differently than other Yom Tov. Like, you know, just a word or two difference, like you see that it's completely, the Torah treats them in a completely different fashion, because it's a different Yom Tov than the other Yom Tov, and different. And obviously, when you look in Pesach, it also has different lashons than by other Yom Tov, because each Yom Tov is unique in some regard, and the language in Chumash reflects that in a very nuanced and careful way. You just have to look at it carefully, and like you'll pick up. So all of these ideas and notions. Okay, sure. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.